What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Green, Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State on this midweek Wednesday, the very first day in the month. We have entered the month of May in 2024. Eddie Green, host of this podcast. All things Kansas State sports, if I can speak, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home to Kansas State University. Here on this Wednesday, I'm going to get right on into it. Basketball, me and Ops, we'll get together tomorrow night to record our bonus pod on Podbean. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's Podcast. There, I did not name that. Podbean went ahead and finished it off right there. So there's that. But if you haven't listened to the latest bonus pod, there is 2 episodes. I know there's a couple more up there on that feed. Feel free, go give it a listen, check it out. If you like what you're listening, definitely make sure you subscribe to that channel. Especially if you're a K-State fan here in Kansas City, and for that matter of fact, if you like what you're hearing on the main channel, the Purple Headset cover, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, that kind of thing. Men's basketball, right? So first off, there's just a lot of mixed feelings right now about men's basketball. Okay, right? We'll start with a positive. David Gasson, yesterday, shout out to my guys, 785 on Instagram, 785 K-State. I really love their graphics, by the way. I gotta be starting getting on Instagram more. But anyway, that's beside the point. But anyways, David Gasson coming back to K-State. Huge! Because if I take the clock back, a couple weeks ago, I thought we're sitting here pretty good. Now, obviously, K-State has knocked it out of the park when it comes to the transfer, getting guys that they need, at least this year so far, from the transfer portal. Gasson announcing that he's coming back. Huge. But then, turn around, listen to, what was it, 3-mall yesterday. Here I am, way behind, because Quez Glover hit a transfer portal in a time frame. Okay. That sucks. Cause he barely played because he got hurt. RJ Jones, who was in and out, who had who played a role in a couple of victories this past season for K-State, hit a transfer portal. Okay. We kind of already knew the Arthur Kulum. Now, we might have jumped the gun a little bit, and that's the problem with social media. But anyway, we might have jumped the gun a little bit because I did something on Kuluma a couple weeks ago on this very podcast. He, I guess, reiterated himself. It said, I'm going to test the NBA waters. So we weren't really clear on him. So apparently he's going to test the NBA waters and then he'll make a decision. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I thought he was already going to the NBA draft. That's what that was telling me. There were some Facebook posts that said it. I don't know who brought it out, but there were some Facebook posts out there that said that. Okay, I get that. And then the biggest disappointment, well, we already knew what Dorian Finister, right? Who played a lot in the front end of the season, disappeared from the rotation in the second half. And I get it from his standpoint. Dorian Finister, he had a transfer portal. Okay. All right. And then this. I saw this over the weekend. I think Alex Ayton, which we'll definitely get the popcorn ready because we're going to definitely talk. I got Dylan Edwards. We'll be going right back to Dylan Edwards tomorrow night, and we'll definitely dive on into this mystery of what's going on in that locker room. That's what Alex tweeted out. That was funny. I'm trying to figure that out as well, because it just blows my mind. And before I get to Data Ames, it might be entertaining to some people, like D.Y. aka Derek Young said on their podcast, yes, or when I listened to it, when it came, when I actually listened to it when it came out, instead of waiting 3 weeks, but that's beside the point. But anyways, he said, oh, this is entertaining, this Trainer Portal stuff. It's not entertaining when it's one of your own, and when he was supposed to have high ceiling, like Danny Ames, you know, he hit the Trainer Portal apparently over the weekend too, and that's the disappointing thing, especially when he had obviously high good numbers coming out of high school. This is what I said during the season. Gotta play these young guys. I said it throughout the second half of the season. Jerome Tang, and look, again, Jerome Tang is still somewhat new to the head coaching gig and whatnot. Yes, he'll be entering in. Yes, he even tested because of the whole situation with the whole president and whatnot. We all know what happened there and all that. We're not going to dig that dirt up on that right now. But it seems, yeah, he tested some of the other coaching vacancies out there because of the whole, whatever you want to call it. But I don't know what's going on in the locker room. All I know is Trinidad Portal, NIL stuff, and Danny Ames. He was going to be in the catbird seat. Now, Dorian Finister, I get it. I mean, you want to, if you're good enough to play, get some more playing time, have at it. But some of these guys that are hitting the transfer portal, and not just for K-State, but all over college football, yeah, it's entertaining to watch other guys transfer from other universities to universities and still don't play. But once it happens to your own, especially a guy that who has the potential to be a star on your own team, like Danny Ames, it's maddening. It's disappointing. And yeah, it just blows my mind that, yeah, Danny Ames, you're going to be in the catbird seat potentially there. Quez Glover probably would have been a sixth man. And yes, again, going back to what I said early in the episode, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Oh, by the way, tonight, I'm recording this. Good thing I thought about this now. K-State wraps up their road trip. K-State baseball, that is. Wrapping up the road trip against Nebraska tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. Keep that in mind. We'll have a postcast on it tomorrow. Back to basketball. It's just, I don't know, because if there's no transfer portal, and yes, I'm old school because I grew up old school. That didn't make any sense. But you get what I'm saying. If there is no transfer portal, whatnot, no social media, none of this stuff, all that other stuff like that, and now you're in a generation where you have to adapt, all this other stuff. NIL, people want money, all this other stuff. Okay, all right. But the day, I don't understand the Ames situation because he played a lot. And he, as far as I know, now again, yes, we got Doug McDaniel. I know they're in line. We talked about, me and Alex talked about on the last bonus pod. I don't know his name off the top of my head. A possible another guard. So, and I haven't even touched on the latest get for K-State. I'm just referring on to this roster that seems to be interchanging every day because there's somebody we get, and then it's a plus one, and then it's a minus one. We get one, and then we lose two. So that, it just, to me, something odd is going on, and at least for right now, all I know is Trainer Portal, but is there something going on in the locker room? I don't know. We'll have to ask Alex that question when we get together on the bonus pod. You want to know that? Well, that will be out on Friday. So I will promote that on Friday's episode. But yeah, so Gassan, at least, he is coming back for one more year at K-State. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Excited for that. But his teammates, I don't know. Also, Kaluma, from what I heard from that 3 month episode, said, we don't know for sure if he's going to be going to the NBA draft or entering his name fully in the NBA draft or not. We'll just have to see there because now Gassan laid his puzzle down. We'll see what Kaluma decides to do. And I'm just baffled at Am's decision, because you're right there in the catbird seat for he played very well. I mean, he started to get his feet underneath them toward the end of the season, and he balled out against Iowa. Yes, we lost, but he balled out. He led the team in scoring against Iowa in that elimination loss there. So I just trying to think. I don't know, but I don't know what's going on, but we'll just have to see what happens there. We're trying to keep up with this thing, because every day something is happening with the men's basketball roster. So that's kind of frustrating, if you ask me, and not very entertaining. It's not very entertaining. It's frustrating. And something, at least something's got, we got to know what's going on, whatever it is. But I do know that some of these guys, all I know is this. Guys hit the transfer portal, not playing. I get it. But those that are in the catbird seat playing, hitting the transfer portal, I don't know. So, yeah, so we're just in a different, whole different time space now. That guys at the 1 year, yeah, I don't like either. It's the location of the university, homesick. I get that, homesick, the location, the team, the players, they don't like playing with them. It could be any of those things. So, but that's why I want to come on here and talk about here on the spot today. So the latest update for now, David Gasson, coming back to K-State for one more year for the basketball team. And the negative, Danny Ames, who could have been a rising star for this team, hitting the training portal over the weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, Sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily or whatever. We have Chime to record K-State content. We have been in a rhythm now, posting content every morning. I was going to talk track and field last night, but we had severe weather headed this way, so I couldn't do that. But I unfortunately heard that Westmoreland got hit pretty bad. So it's pretty much that time of year here where tornadoes and all that other stuff, you just don't know what's going to happen. So we need to be thinking about this town of Westmoreland, Kansas, here this week. As well as the other states as well who were hit with severe weather last weekend. Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska. Crazy. Crazy stuff. So you just don't know what's going to happen. That's a scary thing when I don't like tornadoes. I don't like tornadoes at all. They're just, those things are just unpredictable on top of the list for sure. But we need to be thinking about them throughout the rest of the week. Send positive vibes to Westmoreland and the rest of the states and cities that have been affected, unfortunately, with the severe weather activity that's been going on in the last week or so there as well. But for nothing better to transition from that. But if you're a K-State fan, you love Wildcat sports, Purple Nation, you know what to do. Subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And again, I want to hype up the bonus channel, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, me and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast when it comes to now post-Castle football, sometimes basketball. And now me and him will be talking on that Podbean channel, all things K-State, like this one, as usual. That's what it is. So there you go on that. But for right now, that's going to close this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast episode for this Wednesday. Eddie Greer here in K-State, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast continues heading in officially in the month of May. Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition.